Fancy Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. I think there's some cool news out there. Young slugger from the Washington Nationals. James Wood announced on his...
He is a good player.
He's turned out to be as good as people said. I think that's the big deal, right? Is if you're a rookie and people are talking about Wyatt Langford was a big key here. This guy could be MVP.
Man, that's a great point. James Wood this year is where I thought Wyatt Langford would be.
Yeah, and James Wood, I think last year when he came in, I was like, oh my gosh. Big tall hitter that like has lots of power and can do this thing. And he is he's going to be very interesting to watch for a while. But he has announced that he is going to be in the Home Run Derby. I think, Kevin, am I wrong about this? Cal Raleigh and Acuna are currently the only other two that
those
we know
are the
of.
Only two that I know of off the top of my head.
We're hoping we do get a Juan Soto. Like that would be really nice.
You want to see Shohei, right?
Aaron Judge, those are the guys that you want to see. But
I get why they would not.
James Wood has the opportunity to hit some very far home runs, and that would be really cool. 877-881-1053, the Twitch and the YouTube as well. I'd like to hear your answers on this. What's the one thing from your office that you think needs to go with you when you leave? And here's the reason why. Clayton Kershaw last night, Kevin, I don't know if you know, he was on his way to 3,000 strikeouts.
Yes, we talked about that.
Yesterday, and he got it. And after the game,
I was aware,
they gave him a ball that said 3,000 on it, and he held it up like Wilt Chamberlain did.
Nice.
You know? And then
can you imagine Clayton Kershaw being told by Wilt Chamberlain how many people he hooked up with?
Clayton would be looking up at him, that's for sure. He was a tall man.
But also don't you be like, oh my gosh.
Clayton Kershaw, he also was gifted the pitching rubber from the game.
That's cool.
And first off, if you haven't seen the picture, I retweeted it. I've been around baseball fields my entire life, and I don't think I've ever seen a full pitching rubber before. Like, I don't think I've seen the whole thing. The thing's thick.
It is.
It is huge. And I do know, like, home plate, like, it's pretty deep, too, into the ground. But I just never thought about it, and I guess I've never watched a mound be built before.
Because, like, if you've ever done like a practice or a pickup game where the mound wasn't ready and you just like throw that like ridiculous
little rubber thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like you think of the pitching rubber as actually just only being kind of surface right there, but it's like a giant brick.
Yeah, it's about a foot deep. I'm sure Mike's sitting there and he's just like, no, Corey, it's 13 inches, not 12. And that was
masterpiece of
the
week.
There was frost on my mound.
In about 26 minutes.
Anyway, so that is my question. So he got to take that home. This kind of reminds me, because if you're a pitcher, the mound is your office. You go step onto the mound, and it is a very lonely place when you step up on that mound, because everybody out there is relying on you.
Yeah.
And so you do have to trust that the guys behind you can do their job, but it's a very lonely place in the mound. But it is your office. You do look at it as, this is my mound. He's going to have the mound whenever I'm out for a little bit, but I'm coming back and it's my mound again. And you have that mentality about it. Brad Sham, when he came to speak to my class at North Texas, I graduated from the University of North Texas, went to high school in East Dallas.
Whoa.
Made my way up to North Texas to go to school up there. Or I do believe there are a lot of mean green coming here at the station. I appreciate that. He came to the class and he said that he was at the garage sale or yard sale at the old Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, cool.
And they were basically saying, you know, you can buy these seats from the stands. You can buy this concession stand sign. You can buy this, that, and the other. And so he was like, I was just kind of walking around. And I looked down and I saw the placard that said Home Team Radio. And he said, for the last 30 years, that's been my office, was that place right there was where I spent my Sundays calling Cowboys games. So he said he bought that and put it on his home office at home.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was a really cool story. And, you know, I don't know if Brad remembers telling that story or not, but it stuck with me for a while because, hey, that's where I do my work. And so we come in here. This is where we do our work. We go sit in a table and do some work, but we come in here. This is the show. Yeah. This is our work.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of thinking, like, if I was to leave the Fan, I'm retiring. It's my last day. What's going on?
As I told you yesterday, the station would fold.
Yeah. We did learn that yesterday, as Kevin said. I would probably want to snag that little thing that sometimes lights up when we're on air out there. Sometimes it doesn't, and people just walk in. But sometimes it lights up. Sometimes it lights up and it's not supposed to be lit up.
Yeah.
But I would probably snag that sucker and take that home and put it on, you know, outside of the little studio that I have.
So I would very much like this microphone.
Right, this here. One specifically? Yeah.
This is the studio and this is the microphone. I'm just speaking for me. Obviously, yeah. I know there's been lots of people on our show that have gotten this done along the way that, like, solidified us as the best damn nighttime radio show, I think, in the country. And then, like, this is the microphone that solidified us as the best midday program in the Metroplex. Numbers back that
up. Most listened to, for sure.
Yeah, at a time when people said, well, you can't do it. And this is where, like, we got on people's radar, because we always go back to the Barry Horn column when we got the nighttime slot, and he said, one can't help but wonder if the Fan would have been in a better position hiring people with more name value.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Our boss believed in us, said, I heard that show. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. So I would very much enjoy having this microphone.
From the 903, no, thank you. I'd leave everything behind. I get that. Because you're just like, if you don't love your job, then you kind of look at it that way sometimes.
Sure.
Maybe you do love your job and you'd still leave it all behind. But I think if you love your job, you kind of have that connection to it. There's a difference too. I had a friend when we were waiting tables. He goes, "This is a job. This is not my career."
I get that. He was like, "For sure,
I don't care as much as I will care about my career. I got to make some money today, though."
Yeah, no, I absolutely get that. I agree with that logic as well.
From Jagon, I'm taking the hot office girl with me, guys.
I don't actually know if Jagon's married. If he is, you should not. I feel like that's fair.
I didn't say which Jagon. There's a lot of Jagons out there. So I didn't say which
okay.
one, which city.
We do
from.
Have one Jagon in case.
I was trying to protect him from the 214. Does my boss's wife count? Guys, you can't take your boss's Ooh. Wife with you. You can't take the HR lady. You can't do these things, okay? These are physical things that just are sitting in the office somewhere.
Okay. I get it. All right. I'm going to follow the rules then, Alec.
Thank you.
From the car wash, I would have taken the cash register.
Okay, Kevin, as long as the cash register is empty, I'm okay with that.
Okay, then I'm out. Then I want to take the petty cash box.
This is fun.
All right. Now, you see, you think this is a money grab. It's not. That was also a seminal moment in me working at the car wash. All right. Because the guy who was the store manager when I was there, he got fired. He'll probably be able to figure out in a minute. So our district manager, regional, I don't know, some important manager came in and they said, hey, have you noticed any irregularities about this store manager? And I was like, oh, I mean, not really. Why? And he goes, yeah, we've had a few issues. And he goes, we're going to need to do an audit of like all the items here and stuff. And so he did an audit of the petty cash, and then he goes, who counts down the petty cash? And I was like, I do every day. It's all there, $500. And he looked at me and he goes, you really think that, don't you? And I was like, it is all there. I just counted it. And he goes, petty cash is supposed to have $1,500 in it. And I was like, I swear to God.
It's been $500 since I got here.
Ever since I started working here. And he goes, no, we believe you. Look, I'm not here by accident. And so, like, it turned out there had been a whole lot of, like, theft issues and everything. But, like, yeah, I think I should get to take the petty cash.
By the way, there are a lot of texts coming in. We have 5 minutes for you to think about this. In 1954, which professional hockey team became the first to use the Zamboni? Was it the Boston Bruins, the New York Rangers, the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Toronto Maple Leafs? We'll answer the question in 5 minutes or so. From the 214, I'd take the Bulldog off the hood of my Mack truck. From the 817, so I'm a truck driver, but I unload product as well as my trailer up and down the ramp with my dolly. So either the steering wheel to the tractor, my dolly, or my used knee brace, because it's a beatdown sometimes.
Look, I definitely get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the 972, I want my stapler. Everybody wants the stapler, that's for sure.
Have you seen my stapler?
From the 817, my bosses are old, though, so probably they're not. No, Alec, please tell me you have a better answer than somebody's daughter or wife or the hot office chick.
I got to reevaluate. No.
Did you say daughter wife?
Daughter wife.
That sounds problematic. I've already kept some things over the years. I've been here a little over 5 years. I have almost every single run sheet of every single show that I've done. Almost. I know there's a few that I've probably lost.
That's a great answer. I have Peace-a-thon run sheets for the last 5 or 6 years. I wish I would have kept all of them. That is a really good answer.
I have two hanging on my wall. The first show I ever hosted with Bobby Belt on a Saturday in June a couple of years ago. And then I was on the air when the Kyrie Irving trade happened. And the amount of notes and scribbled out segment ideas that I had, I just wanted to keep that. So I'll probably get that framed eventually. Something weird. You guys can't see it on the fan cam. There's no good way to get a good angle of it. But our board is modular. So like there's different pieces. It's built out a specific way. So each thing can be removed with a screwdriver. And there's a button that sends the show to break. So I have dreams and goals of being in y'all's position one day. That's not a secret. I want to be a host. So whenever I graduate from producing, I kind of want this little...
It's still the break button.
It's maybe like an 8-inch like rectangle that has three buttons on it. And one of them is to send the show to break. And it just says start.
Oh,
I kind of want the unit that has the button, because that's the button I use the most back here.
It says start on it?
Yeah, it says start.
And he could just push that before his first show and then start.
Oh, that's nice.
See?
His full-time like how you career. Think. That would be awesome.
Oh, that is heartwarming.
Kevin would probably take the dump button, right?
That's
many times
a great
he's had
one.
To use it.
You put it at your bathroom.
Because it literally time just says dump on it. So.
Yeah.
Barrel head on the wall from our first whiskey barrel filled ever. Somebody said that they're a bartender and they have already gotten, and you get these, the neon signs.
Oh, yeah.
I had an awesome Fat Tire sign that as I was leaving my bar, my company, the people there, they were like, hey, we know you like the sign. Would you like it? And I was like, oh, absolutely. So I had this really cool Fat Tire sign and it broke. One of the neons broke. Aww. And so I was like, well, dadgummit. So that really stunk, but it was really nice of them to do this. From the 254, can't take this, can't take that. When the heck did Corey become the enforcer of rules?
Oh, that's a good point, because he thought this was going to be a heartwarming segment.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
And instead, it was like, man, that lady's hot.
From the 817, here we go. I can take the HR office manager with me because she is my wife, and I don't own the company. I'm just a supervisor. Mm. So...
does that mean you're under more or less scrutiny? And so, like, can you get away with it? Because you know when you get to the decision maker, she'll cut you some slack. Or is she, like, helicoptering around you being like, what did you say? She's nice?
So,
what do you mean by that? And yeah. Like, what?
She looked nice today.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean by nice? The 817, anyway, I'm driving the forklift home from work with the work safe on the forks. That's...
kind of get the feeling that's happening in this moment.
Since
right?
I'm being told right now that I'm being too ruley on things, mm-hmm. I'm going to back off and say, you go ahead. You know, that's your thing.
Okay.
Even though I've been telling people that you can't do things. All I'm taking is my last paycheck from the 817.
I get that.
How it feels sometimes. The pens. Listen, dude, there is something about pens.
I want, more than anything else he said in this segment, I want that as a drop.
The 903, has anyone paid or donated to have Reggie say, I have seen a seagull? Yeah, that's definitely one of the ones that cracks me up. But those are jokes for like us, right? Like those
True.
Are the things that we, and I'm not even going to be able to hear it. Those are things that we get to laugh about. I would take the fake cheesecake from the display case at Cheesecake Factory. Dude.
That's fake?
Yeah. Hold on, what?
You didn't know that?
Have you ever been to Bobo China?
I'm just kidding.
Bobo China, it's over off of 635 and Plano Road, I do believe. It's
in Dallas.
That's a rich area. Yeah. It's in Dallas, all right? It's in the Dallas area. And they would, when you walk in, they have all the food, like, in a big container.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this whole duck is cooked. And you're like, oh my God, they do this every day? They cook a duck? It's plastic.
Aww.
I didn't know that for the longest time, but it really did. It really did knock me for a bit of a loop whenever I heard that one. No, you can't do that on your boss's desk. Jeez, guys. I took the first scalpel I ever used in surgery. Had it cleaned and sanitized first, though. That's what I'm talking about, people. I see all y'all out there trying to be hoodlums. I understand what y'all are trying to accomplish. But something that means something to you is what I was trying to get at. And that's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
That's nice. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more Mavs moves and what the depth chart might look like now. Plus, fear not, you will get Masterpiece of the Week. All of it next right here on The Fan.
3 will tie it and hand off to Luka. Back to Edson.
Got it.
Look, Alec, I'm going to ask you to play that cut again in just a second. I love the enthusiasm. I love the moment of the game. But everything in that clip is Derek Harper shouting, got it, like just ahead of time. Play the beginning of that at least one more time.
3 will tie it and hand off to Luka. Back to Edson.
Got it.
And like you can hear the shot going in and everyone going crazy. Like, I just love that so much. We've got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, we have an update from the last segment.
Guys, I promised that in the C Block I would start doing a trivia question, and I screwed it up last segment. So next week, I promise to be better. All right. As Alec always says, be better, Majors. In 1954, which professional hockey team became the first to use the Zamboni? The Boston Bruins, New York Rangers, Penguins, or Maple Leafs?
I'm going to go, Alec, watch this transition. I'm going to go with the Rangers because they switched their game against the Tigers on July 20th to Sunday Night Baseball. Oh, so
that's a different team, but I appreciate your effort there, Kevin. Mm. Nice work. Not the New York Rangers. Alec, do you have a guess?
I'm going with A, the Boston Bruins.
The correct answer is A, the Boston Bruins. Congratulations. Next week, we'll get back to more trivia thanks to... Yep.
Well, Alec, what do you think he was going to say?
I don't know.
I think he was going to say exactly what he said.
Okay. All right. Masterpiece of the Week coming up in a few minutes. We already talked earlier about more Dallas Mavericks assistant coach departures. I did want to say one good bit of news is the return of Dante Exum. Now, you know, we had talked about this, I guess, last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, about how Exum might be the guy that's on the way out.
And yeah, as the D'Angelo Russell deal was being made, we were like, how many roster spots do we have open here?
And theoretically, you have -1 roster spot open. But here is the neat deal about all of that.
That's neat.
Teams are afforded 21 roster spots in the offseason.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you don't have to worry about the 15 roster spot deal until we actually get into the preseason and the regular season, which is right now the Mavericks are carrying 16 standard NBA contracts. So simple math will let you know that one of them is not going to make it.
Do you happen to know how those contracts work?
What do you mean? I mean, kind of.
In the offseason, do they get paid or do they get paid like weekly game basis?
I actually think that is up to your discretion.
Okay.
Because that's kind of how they do it with teachers too. Did you know that you can get your income, this is what Jess told me, split up among the school year, or you can get it to be exactly the same every single month for 12 months.
Okay.
So I believe it is the same, that is up to your discretion. Like, if you want it every 2 weeks,
gotcha.
Or obviously in the NFL, they do the game check and stuff like that.
Because I was curious, like, if you're one of those, you said 21 spots?
Yes.
If you're one of those extra six, Are you getting paid during that time that you're on the roster?
I'm willing to wager that that's kind of what they do with two-way contracts, yeah. right? They're like, hey, you'll get paid. And you see that in baseball as well. But that doesn't mean Exum obviously is going to be the person who's kind of thrown out. So what I wanted to do is throw this out there. Mike Curtis had kind of constructed this idea of maybe what the depth chart looks like.
All right.
All right. So you're starting... Theoretically, your healthy starting five. Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, and this is the one spot where I will disagree with Mike Curtis. He said Cooper Flagg or PJ Washington. I think the idea that Cooper Flagg doesn't start is crazy.
Anthony, because he's the number one overall pick or because he's already better than PJ?
I think it's because he's already better. Okay. But... I'm sure I'll get plenty of pushback for that.
I dare you to say that to PJ's face.
What about over the phone?
Nope.
Okay.
And then you have to tell him the drop we always play.
Well, yeah. And personally, look, I would love to see a world in which Klay Thompson comes off the bench. But so it would be.
If Klay was coming off the bench, who would you have there then?
Yeah. So I would go with Max Christie. Okay. Me personally. And then if you really wanted to run big, I would be curious to see how PJ looks in that spot. So me personally, my first preference for the starting lineup would be Kyrie, PJ, Cooper Flagg, Davis, and Derek Lively.
Dude.
But I could see how you might be concerned a little bit. But PJ is such a great perimeter defender.
Yes.
I would put him there and keep Cooper Flagg out there at the same time.
He has a lot of offensive ability.
Yes.
Like there's a lot.
For sure.
That would be the big. Would he be the biggest two?
Oh, I would have to look into that. I mean, I guess depending on like because LeBron and Durant can run off the two.
All right.
Look, because we've moved more into the world of positionless basketball, that's harder to answer.
Yep.
All right. So, but let's go off of this assumption. So, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, Derek Lively. All right. So then you move to the next wave, and this might be a matter of preference, or if you agree with this. D'Angelo Russell, Max Christie, PJ Washington, unless you made that change like I did, and Daniel Gafford, but you don't necessarily have a natural power forward to fit in that spot. And so here's the reason why I wanted to run it down with you guys. Theoretically, at center, you have Lively, Gafford, and Powell. Okay? Feel pretty good about that group?
Yeah.
Theoretically, at small forward, you have Cooper Flagg, PJ Washington, Najee Marshall, Caleb Martin, and Omax Prosper. So what do you notice about that group? That's a lot.
Yeah.
And one can't help but wonder if Omax might still make for an intriguing part of some sort of deal. But I would be willing to wager small forward is where you take away.
Because Najee's more your 2-3, not a 4.
No. I mean, look, if you run small, you saw it. You can do it.
Yeah.
Preferably, that would not be the case.
Would you prefer to have Cooper Flagg never at the 4, if possible? Let him learn those first three.
Yes, I would prefer to see him at the 2 and the 3. He can definitely fit at the 4. Or let me try that again. He definitely fit at the 4 in the college level. I just wonder how long it will take for him to handle the physicality at the NBA level. And let me throw out.
I really like this idea of Anthony Davis, PJ, Cooper Flagg, Najee. You know, as part of your small ball team with whoever your point guard is, maybe a Brandon Williams or D'Angelo, but I kind of like that a little
bit. All right, Eric, have a seat. It's taken way too long for this to play out. Okay, real quick, couple more things. I need you to wait just like 60 seconds.
What time did you get here? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, just give me like 60 more seconds for this, okay? Klay Thompson and Max Christie at shooting guard. Then think about this, point guard. Kyrie, D'Angelo Russell, Dante Exum, Brandon Williams, Jaden Hardy. It's the same thing as with the small forward. You have a lot of small forwards and point guards, not a lot of power forwards. So with Jaden Hardy, Omax Prosper, be part of maybe changing something up.
Okay.
Now, Eric Chiafalo, what have you walked into in this office besides quality broadcasting?
What time did you get here, by the way?
Got here about, right at about noon.
Okay. All right.
Right there.
So it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half to realize that what it was I was looking for my coffee.
Now,
He's like, where the hell is my fuel?
I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, our big sign was on the table that you guys are sitting at.
Broadus,
like, how did that happen?
To serve you food, took the penalty box sign off. So what I did was I took your stuff, put it at one terminal. I took your coffee and your backpack. Or I put your coffee and food at one terminal, backpack at another terminal. The only thing that was on that table was the giant penalty box sign.
Now you got to figure out where you hid your underwear. That's the...
I got it.
I was wondering about that too.
So that was the only thing I was disappointed when Broadus looked at it and was like, the crap is this probably? Yeah. Took the sign off and I was like, stupid Chia follow. It's been like 45 minutes. I did that in the 12:16 break.
Wow.
When did you realize this?
Literally just now. I've been for the last 2.5 minutes. I've been scrambling around going, where's my coffee? And then I realized, wait, where's my backpack? I don't know where any of my crap is. And so like, this was like my last ditch effort. Like, did I ever walk in the studio? I'm just,
you didn't.
I didn't, but where could it be?
Kevin stole all your stuff and hit it all
in
over
a
the
break.
Station.
And I was hustling to make sure that I was back in my chair. And I think Corey used the restroom and I was like, hey, buddy.
See, this is a good prank. This is a no harm, no foul prank. Yep. Okay. You had me a little bit scared for about 3 minutes.
Didn't
where
have
I'm like,
say anything about somebody's mom dying.
Did I leave everything? Okay. Yeah, there was no graveyards. There was no dump buttons involved.
He was already in the graveyard.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Not cool.
You guys are incredible.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
All right, you too, man.
There's Eric Chiafalo. We'll talk with him again in just a minute unless he wants to stay.
I would stick around for Masterpiece of the Week. You know how much I love this. But it's a mail it in Thursday that feels like a Friday.
There's no Dawson.
Yeah. There's no Walchuk. I don't even know. I'm about to go talk to Broadus and figure out what are we going to do for the next 5 hours.
And no baseball game.
No baseball game.
Wow. You ain't got 5 o'clock to bail you out today.
You know what's crazy too is Eric found that out about 15 minutes ago is when he found out all this is going on. So
wait, it's just us?
He's scrambling right now.
We have 5 hours?
Well, get to work. Good luck in the next 8 minutes or so. All right. Right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
How are we doing?
Good, man.
I've had a great day.
Me too. Yeah.
I hope the listeners have as well.
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, where we just make the day even better. We're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program. And you know what? I was starting to get a little upset. Because we have a tradition of picking on people who are not here to defend themselves.
Mm.
Because I had an entry from Eric Chiafalo. Then he walked in the studio.
And then he left.
So I was like, huh, he's going to ruin the tradition.
That's right. That's
but then he got up and left because, as he said, it's a mail-it-in Thursday. His words, not mine.
Yep.
So we get to lead off without doing any damage to the show itself. Eric Chiafalo said this the other day.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Yeah, because we referenced Jane Seymour, the Bond girl, and he goes, Jane Seymour from Wedding Crashers? And we're like, that's the one.
Did he ever go check out the Bond version of her, though? It's different. She looks very different.
I don't know, but what I really wish we had, but this didn't occur on air, is Eric Chiafalo reenacting parts of the Dallas Mavericks press conference last week.
Oh, man.
Because that was tremendous.
All right.
Back to you, Alec.
Who do I want to pick on first?
Probably Corey, right?
We have a lot of Corey this week.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, thanks, man. Do we want to start with something that happened literally like minutes ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Corey, you said this literally minutes ago.
I'm sure Mike's sitting there and he's just like, no, Corey, it's 13 inches, not 12.
Man. What a delightful world to be able to complain
about that extra, that one extra like, inch,
nope,
something like
excuse
that.
Excuse me.
It's more than that.
Yeah. What a blessing.
Wow.
Man.
I wouldn't even.
Yeah. That's like a military. It's like a military hop helicopter.
They're rocking that. Like, what's life like for you? You know?
Why do you think I don't wear shorts?
I mean,
he's got to tuck it in the sock.
Yeah, remember, Mike always talked about it. Kevin's hog. Yeah.
This tortured lineup business is really eating up in Masterpiece of the Week. Sorry about that. Yeah, very, very sorry about that.
Oh, bad. Well, that happened from Corey. We only have three from Kevin, but I feel like they're all pretty strong. I forget what this one is, but the name concerns me.
Cream come true.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was for Corey's ice cream shop.
I got so many DMs suggesting names for the ice creamery. And I
love it.
This might be the... Lucy and I are making another flavor this weekend. So we're going to make another one, maybe strawberry. So we got peach and strawberry in our wheelhouse. Everything so far tastes like pies, like some sort of
nice
fruit pie of some sort, because I don't know how to make anything else. So that's once I learned how to make it. She was like, cotton candy. And I was like, I don't know how to make it taste like cotton candy, Lucy. Come up with something else. Ouch. I didn't say it like that.
So aggressive.
Rude.
Jeez.
Hey, go get a job.
Yeah. What are you doing? Not carrying your weight around this house.
If you pay for it, go. Yeah. Okay. Man, I've been on a fruit kick lately, too. Been eating a lot of watermelon.
Oh, man.
And, like, pineapple.
Perfect.
So,
digestion.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just summertime, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's been hot outside. Mm-hmm. I've been running a lot outdoors, too. So, like, I've been, like, craving refreshing stuff more than just, like, typical, like, dinner food and
lime
stuff.
Lime Topo Chicos. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So, like, I'm waking up in the morning, and I'm eating, like, a bunch of watermelon right off the wake up, and it's amazing. Good. That's a cheat for your hydration right there.
Yes, it is.
Tastes good, and it 90% water?
And you got some fiber.
Play the cut already!
I'm trying to fill time because we were short a day, Kevin. It's called
It'll
math.
Be fine.
You
it's
know what?
Already 136.
We're picking on you next because of that. You said this.
I hope if I die, both of my kids die.
You asked for it. Jeez,
I think that was a fair response. To be, for the record, I was paraphrasing the beliefs of Corey Major's mom.
Yeah. My mom did say that. She was like, I kind of want us all to be together.
Like, so the worst happens. Your mom dies. Her number one wish, not that you guys have great lives, is that y'all all also die at the same time.
So that I don't have to live without a parent.
That is a shocking turn. They're like, there's no chance they'll make it without me.
See, because Corey said it too, but he was walking a lot lighter when he said it. He kind of spaced it out, and he dropped his voice down like this. So Kevin's just in here, like, full on.
Play it again.
All right, see?
Do you want to go?
Oh, wait, that's the next one. Hold on. Let's see. It was this one.
I hope if I die, both of my kids die, too.
It's just so demonstrative.
Sorry, Brandon.
Oh, poor Noah and Brandon.
From the 972, I know it's not Friday, but can I get a shout out for my 28th birthday? Brennan Stromberg. Happy birthday, bro.
See, you read that better than me, because at first I thought he said his birthday was on the 28th. I was like, what are we doing? Mm. It's July 3rd.
That's a lot of time.
Come back around.
Corey. You said this.
Do you want to go see the one that overflows doo-doo?
That was at the Commander's Stadium. Yep. Once again, though, play it back. Supportive Kevin Hagland is on the case.
Do you want to go see the one that overflows doo-doo?
Before you even knew.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm in.
Corey has a question. I'll be like, all right.
Doo-doo question mark?
Okay. This one, the name scares me. And I think I know exactly what it is, but I feel like it's going to be even worse than what I think it is.
Had a private space for hookups and solo play.
Jeez. Corey Majors. I would like to say you're in trouble, but here's the situation that has developed.
Oh, no.
On my phone.
You just said my full name. I feel like a woman in your life is upset with me.
No, she's upset with me.
Okay.
I got back-to-back text messages from my wife.
Oh, wow.
You're killing our children and leaving me all alone? That is so rude.
No, that was the point. Everybody has to go. Everybody's got to go.
Yeah, does it make you feel any better, Jess?
You have to go too.
We would all die together. I think she would be like, oh, that's nice.
Shout out to Joe, who's turning 11 today. Yeah, I'm making a concession for today.
Okay. Joe who?
Just says Joe. Don't Come do on. No, not Joe Mama.
That was your chance.
Who built AT&T Stadium.
All right, we got a few more. Corey.
Joe TNT.
You said this, Majors.
Because then you give them 10 minutes to go canoodle, and they're going to come back and get to typing away. That's true. I believe it. Although in my life, I've usually just taken a nap after. So
I hate the word choice.
The canoodle.
Yeah, like
because then you give them 10 minutes to go canoodle
with.
Hold on, one more time.
Well, it was better than saying go bang.
Okay, so that's what I want to know.
Or what I really wanted to say.
So that's what I want to know. Play it one more time. You'll hear the brief space, mm-hmm. and that's Corey running through his Rolodex of words. Was canoodle what you were looking for? Was it a backup?
It was definitely a bad word.
Okay.
Because then you give him 10 minutes to go canoodle.
Yeah.
That's the moment where I was like, can't say the F word.
Quarter second.
Yeah.
Sex it up is an option.
Oh.
Oh, from the 972. Come on. Kevin, my 7-year-old says that's not nice and agrees with Jess. I don't want my kids to really die.
You said it.
Kevin also said that this is one of those that's just like out of context. It's like technically correct. But again, it sounds weird.
Because like, Alec,
it's awesome, though.
You're familiar. You've done stuff on the weekend.
I love stuff like that.
I have done stuff on the weekend. You're
so what?
Technically correct.
So what that was supposed to be was like weekend radio, but I can see how that catches a whole lot of. Alex, like, I can confirm.
Actually, most of us, Kevin, just do nothing on the weekend. Alex, he does stuff.
I was tempted to cut it off at this, too.
Because, like, Alex, awesome, you're familiar. You've done stuff.
like, both of them sound stupid.
I think on the weekend makes it sound even dumber, mm-hmm. maybe.
And then the finale, Corey said this.
You work that thing harder. You do. I am voting.
This is still about the safe space in the work zone.
This one was from Monday, so no.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Kevin, making sure his entire family is no longer around, even himself.
All right. And you know what? This is going to be my vote too, so we'll play it once to count for twice.
I hope if I die, both of my kids die too. You know what really sucks? I know.
Your kid's dying?
My Well, that's true. But I know my wife is in the car right now on the way to the lake, and Noah's in the car with her.
Oh, hey, Noah. How's
and
it going,
so,
buddy?
I hope he doesn't understand.
You're going to be fine, I promise.
Noah, I love you, buddy. I hope you're asleep for the
A17
trip.
In 10 minutes, I could canoodle 2 or 3 times.
That's I don't know if that's impressive or something to work on.
I mean, vote. That refraction period is very impressive.
Well, Corey has advice.
You work that thing harder, right? Just a little bit.
Harder than what?
Yeah, than you did before.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The 3-2. Swing and a ball hit high into the air left center field. McKinney in and to his left, waiting for it. He's got it. And the ball game is over. The Rangers, in shutout fashion, defeat the Orioles 6-0. It is the 9th shutout this season for the Rangers, who take this series 2-1.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Steelers giving their GM Omar Khan a 3-year contract extension. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Belly's full, feeling great. Hagee, thanks for asking.
Yeah, what kind of food did you guys get? And by the way, Broda, sorry that the penalty box was on top of the table. That was to run afoul of Eric, not you.
Mm-hmm.
That penalty box sign, what'd you guys get?
I made we've been talking the last couple of days, and on everybody's timeline has been the Red Lobster seafood boil in a bag.
Yeah.
And Jesse Holly chimed in yesterday and said, because I made the proclamation. I said, let me go get some of those for us and try them. And, you know, and then everybody's like, yeah, that's cool. Let's do it. And then Jesse texted me and said, man, don't do it. And so I said, okay. So I did it myself. Is what I did.
Oh,
I got the crab legs. Mm. I got the shrimp. I got the andouille sausage. I got the corn. I got the potatoes. And then I whipped up a butter, garlic, Old Bay seasoning to put it all in. And it's fascinating. I've never cooked that way in a bag, in an oven bag, like a turkey bag. So you put everything in with the sauce and stuff. And then you put it in the oven at about 350 degrees. And you kind of kind of almost like baking it, but it cooks within the juice and stuff like that. And so far, thumbs up from Eric and Lucius that it turned out pretty good.
Two deep, thumbs.
Deep yeah. dish or like on a sheet pan?
You take you... like one of those metal turkey pans.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And that way it kind of holds everything yeah. in. So, you know, what you want to do, that what I've learned, and it's the right secret, you could put in, like I say, you kind of pre-cook stuff. So I pre-cooked sausage. I pre-cooked the corn and potatoes, got them down to where they wouldn't have to totally cook in the oven. So you kind of get a little start on that. The tip that I would recommend if you're going to do it is, and it worked out really good, Eric, you can vouch for this, was that put the shrimp in the last 10 minutes.
So it doesn't break down too
well,
much.
Well, the shrimp then turns rubbery if you let it go in there too long.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. what you do is you put the fresh shrimp in there. So you got the crab legs rolling for 20 minutes with the corn, potatoes, and everything else. And then you put the shrimp in the last 10 minutes, and then the shrimp come out perfect. Nice. So, yeah.
Really unbelievable.
Yeah.
It worked out fine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I wanted to try it, and it's something I will go to.
Yeah. You approve as well, then? That's
oh yeah, I was like
not you the know, ones from Red Lobster.
Yeah, no, I get it.
See, Red Lobster is making this big rally, you know, and I'm like, and people are like going online and saying, oh no, it's good, and no, it's, but then you know, Jesse Holly's from North Carolina. He knows something about kind of that boil, you know, that loyal country boil kind of thing with shrimp and all that. So he said it doesn't have enough flavor to it. So I went the total opposite of that with the flavoring, with the Cajun seasoning, and then also with Old Bay.
Move over, Guy Fieri. There's a new mayor of Flavortown in town.
I like it.
I like the way you said that, too.
Thank you.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure mail-it-in gold, as always. Hagee, thanks so much for asking. I do have a bit of a handy game that we're going to play throughout the program. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to treat it like a Friday. So Biggest L, Biggest Dub, 240. Got a little what you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock. And Calvin Watkins, 4 p.m. sharp.
Smart.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We're the Cansey Masterpiece. This show particular will see you again on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Tell England to have fun at work tomorrow, Kevin.
We won twice.
I hope if I die, both of my kids die too.